Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 6th of February, 2009. It's the birthday of Bob Marley, born in Nine Mile, Jamaica, 1945, left home, age 14, headed to Kingston to make his way as a musician. Bob Marley, who made reggae music an international phenomenon, songs like No Woman, No Cry, I Shot the Sheriff, Three Little Birds, and Redemption Song, whose line has been reprinted on shirts and bumper stickers, "Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery, none but ourselves can free our minds." It's the birthday of the lexicographer Eric Partridge, born near Gisborne, New Zealand, 1894. Fought in World War I, was fascinated by the slang used by British soldiers, and since slang was not included in dictionaries, he decided somebody should study it and write it down. His Dictionary of Slang and Unconventional English came out in 1937. And in 1950, he published A Dictionary of the Underworld, British and American Being the Vocabulary of Crooks, Criminals, Racketeers, Beggars and Tramps, Convicts, the Commercial Underworld, the Drug Traffic, the White Slave Traffic, and Spivs. It was on this day in 1937 John Steinbeck published his novel Of Mice and Men, a short book, 186 pages, the story of George Milton and his simple-minded friend Lenny Small, migrant farm workers. Steinbeck had worked as a farmhand. He was sympathetic to the lives of migrant farm workers during the Great Depression, and he set out to write a novel that was mostly dialogue, so it could be easily made into a play. The title came from the lines from Robert Burns' The Best-Laid Plans of Mice and Men Often Go Awry. Steinbeck was almost finished with the book when his dog ate the manuscript, so he rewrote it, and it was published this day, 1937, made into a play later in the same year. Now, Of Mice and Men required reading in most high school English classes. It was on this day, 1843, the first minstrel show was performed. New York City, the Bowery Amphitheater. Dan Emmett was the leader of the troupe. They performed in blackface. The songs and dances, the jokes and skits, employed exaggerated stereotypes of blacks on plantations, with characters like Jim Crow, Mammy, and Zip Coon. And for the next 40 years, minstrel shows were the most popular form of entertainment in the United States. It's the birthday of Michael Pollan, born 1955, Long Island, New York. Started out as a journalist, worked as an editor at Harper's Magazine, and then started writing big bestsellers about food and food production, The Botany of Desire, The Omnivore's Dilemma, and last year, In Defense of Food. Here's a poem for today by Peter Meinke, entitled Uncle Jim. What the children remember about Uncle Jim is that on the train to Reno to get divorced so he could marry again, he met another woman and woke up in California. It took him 7 years to untangle that dream. But a man who could sing like Uncle Jim was bound to get in scrapes now and then. He expected it, and we expected it. Mother said it's because he was the middle child. And father said, yeah, where there's trouble, Jim's in the middle. When he lost his voice, he lost all of it to the surgeon's knife and refused the voice box they wanted to insert. In fact, he refused almost everything. Look, they said, it's up to you. How many years do you want to live? And Uncle Jim held up one finger, the middle one. A poem by Peter Meinke, Uncle Jim, from Liquid Paper, New and Selected Poems, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Produced and written by Betsy Allister. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.